All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We're back with one that you haven't seen in a while, and some of you guys were like, Grim, are you ever going to bring this one back? By the way, the developer got in touch with me and said you really liked the game at one time, and we want you to go ahead and get the other one. Well, unfortunately for him, I'm waiting till, like, the $5... Look, it's 20 hours and the game will be $5, okay? I'm sorry. Because I don't like buying and buying every single chapter, right? And right now we're on 3, but they've just released 4. You know, you can buy 4 right now, which will add probably another... Well, they're on 2 chapters, and you know that his chapters are very long. So when he's working on chapters, they're quite a lot of story there. But it's chapter 2, chapter 2, part 2, which I guess they're almost to chapter 3. I have no idea where the story is right now, but we're going to play this, and I should even be able to, well, I don't know if I bought it yet, because when you buy the game, I think you get access to all the chapters on Opai Man. I don't know how that works. I'm going to have to talk to them in their Discord. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started. Looks like the storm abated. That's good. Yeah, but it's going to be a cold night. How cold? We wouldn't want to freeze to death, would we? Well, I hope not. That's promising. We would have frozen outside, but here we shouldn't. Let's try to sleep. We'll take cover and cuddle up to each other. It'll be warmer. Grim, move closer to me. Okay. Stop squirming. Sorry, I'm trying to warm up. Well, I think you guys want to see this scene anyway. Even though I can barely see anything. Alright, my wound. Sorry, do you mind? Pull it down already, we'll warm ourselves. It's so warm between your legs. And I actually feel cold. Move already. I can't see shit, guys. If you can see, congratulations. Mumbles sweetly. You feel like her warm, tender juices start flowing on your dick and it starts sliding between your vaginal lips like on butter while making smacking noises. Remember, the dev's Ukrainian, so the script isn't gonna be perfect. Enter me, Grim. Loud and long moan on the exhale. Just be careful, Grim. Don't forget that I'm wounded. Of course. Again, I can't see shit. If you can, congratulations. Lick, lick, moans. Ah! Where can I come? Wherever you want. Ah! You're cuddling for some time, your breathing is shallow, and your bodies are heated and slightly sweaty. Under the covers, you can feel the heat that warms you. Now we're warm. Yep, now let's sleep. I hope that they're looking for us and someone will come for us in the morning. You move closer to her, kiss her behind her the ear, and you both fall asleep pretty quickly. Now, I gotta remind you guys, this is Olga. Like, that's what this is. This is happening between the main character and Olga, of all characters. Okay, now I can see. I can see! Later that day. Boy, I gotta really clean this monitor. It's terrible. Why did she even bring him with her, stupid Olga? I think she wanted to teach him to control the ship and also show our world. And what are the simulations for? You can't learn everything in simulations, Madam President. I know, I'm just worried about them. I'm sure she'll take care of it. Do I look ridiculous? Maybe I overdid it and dressed too openly for a meeting like this? No, Octavia always has the best. I would literally go the Octavia route in this game because, like, that's the character that I like the most. But I think there might be a few others, but I would definitely go the Octavia route. God, I'm so nervous. The Alliance Madam Secretary herself. My hands are shaking. I got you. You can do it. And no, you don't look ridiculous. This outfit perfectly emphasizes your status and your nature. You look great. Nervous exhale. Here they come. Welcome to Earth, Olivia. Thank you, Octavia. It's nice to finally set foot on the land of our ancestors. The air here is so clean and the wind is nice. Oh, haha. Actually, the air here is quite polluted, but yeah, haha. We really enjoy breathing it. That's Victor, AMWP officer and head of my security. And also Manisha, the head of our scientific department, and her daughter, Arashmi. Nice to meet you. And this is Lou. She's I'm her assistant. I do everything they order me to do. Ah, so the right-hand woman? Nice to meet you. Manisha, it's so good that you decided to show Earth to your daughter. I'm sure she'll like it here. Oh, give me a second, guys. Just one second. There we are. Thanks, Madam President. Oh, come on. Call me Octavia. Okay, Octavia. I wanted to discuss with you the science... We'll have time to discuss the business, but first... I heard that you may have some bottles of Grand Cru Chateau Leroy. Ooh? Harvested in 2070. Is that true? Oh, I see someone knows their wine. Yes, it's true. I have 3 bottles in my personal collection. And I'm afraid that we can't keep them stored for longer. So, can we enjoy a nice glass? Yeah, that's a great idea. Octavia, excuse me. Octavia slightly jumped upon hearing your voice, and a sea of emotions flashed on her face. It wasn't clear whether she was happy to see and hear you or not, but she continued to stand still and listen to you carefully. I was told immediately to go to you. Olga and I came back. I'm absolutely fine. Olga has a small injury, but she's already in the medical unit. They'll patch her up, and she'll be good as new. And yeah, Olga asked me to replace her here. Sigh of relief. With a voice full of excitement and confidence. Excuse me, where were we? Right, wine, of course. Let's go. Please, everyone, follow me. And can I leave my daughter with someone? Someone responsible? Of course, this is Grim. He's like a son to me. I completely trust him. He'll look after Rashmi. Okay, honey. Stay with that man for now. I'll be right back. Okay. Hey, Rashmi. I'm Grim. You have a very beautiful name. Thanks. And what is his name? Zebra. Your bunny is called Zebra? Yeah. Are you the wizard? You can turn animals into other animals? You won't turn me into a bunny, right? No. Oh, I forgot about these ladies. I like bunnies, but I like zebras more, and we don't have zebra toys, so I named my bunny Zebra. Haha, makes sense. I like zebras too. They're cool. But I've always been too scared to get too close to them. Do you have zebras? No, they went extinct. Tell me, can your monochromatic friend keep secrets? Yes, why? Do you want to see a zebra? Yes. Come with me, I have an idea. Oh, hey, girls. How long have you been standing here? Meet Rashmi. She came from the moon. Hey, Rashmi. I'm thinking of doing something. Chloe, can you help me? Me? Why me? I mean, yes, of course. Let's go. Hey, what the fuck? Where are you going? He called me! What's wrong with them? The girls are getting jealous. So you want me to recreate a scene from a cartoon with a talking zebra? Yeah, is it difficult? Dude, no more difficult than making you a vagina. Jeez, Chloe, I really thought that it was an accident. Everything's dark. Just a minute, it's coming right up. And Chloe, no male genitals on Rashmi. Ew, fuck, Graham, I'm not an absolute idiot. Of course not. At first you can feel weird, but don't be afraid. You'll see a zebra soon. Okay. Ready? Have a nice walk. I'll make sure that everything goes smoothly. Wow, is this the place where animals live? They're so beautiful. Yeah, and you can even talk to them. Go up to a zebra and ask how it's doing. Hey, zebra, how are you? Hey, Rashmi, I'm fine, and you? You're talking, aha, can I pet you? You can. You're so nice. Just don't pull on its tail, Rashmi. Why? Because Rashmi pulls on the zebra's tail and the zebra farts. Laughs hysterically. Chloe. that was a nice scene. Next day. See, AVNs can have some heart, too. And the independence for his country. And that is the end of this topic. I really want to believe that you've memorized something over the last week. Now we'll have a little test where I'll check on how you've learned the material. Ugh. Here you go, Grim. I hope you listen to me carefully and the test won't be a problem for you. I think it won't. Anything else? No, write your test. She's been acting weird lately. You focused and started writing your test. Chloe, I can see everything. Damn. Next day. Have you made your decision yet? Yes, I decline your offer. Ugh. Battle wound? Ugh. I don't understand. Do you decline it? Yes. Octavia, are you sure about this? It's a very generous offer. Really? For many years, I've tried to establish contact with AMWP. I asked you to take us into an alliance, asked for your help, asked to evacuate the people, and what did you do? You ignored me. Just turned your back on Earth. You left us like an injured dog, leaving it to die in agony. And now you fly here and ask me to access the fragments in exchange for a miserable offering? What do you want? I want you to take us into an alliance. Out of the question. Then no fragments for you. You can take the last bottle of Grand Cru in memory of Earth and go home. I can't believe it. I seriously thought that it would be a historic occasion. Octavia, you know very well why we can't take you into an alliance. We're raising the second generation of children that weren't born on Earth. We've built a new society. It's totally different from the past. We can't let your people integrate. We in the Alliance have discussed this matter many times and have come to a consensus that it's impossible. There are worthy people on Earth, certainly. That's why I'm offering to help. And what would that do? Sooner or later, everyone will die off anyway. From infertility, diseases, or everyone's just gonna shoot each other. Alliance is the only salvation for us. I think we've reached an impasse. What can I still offer you, except joining an alliance? Maybe the newest Martian weapons? Or maybe slaves for your sexual favors? I don't even know how to convince you. And what about the new society and all that stuff? I was kidding, Octavia. We don't have slaves, as well as any sexual perversions. I'm not a pervert, Olivia, and I don't have slaves. First of all, I'm a woman, and that's my strength. Look what so-called strong men turn this world into. All power that men have is unnaturally accumulated through effort. On the other hand, women's power is natural and effortless. We're born with it. Women are born with inherent power, and therefore they are superior to men in many ways. We're pure and noble. With that realization and acceptance, I've learned the highest form of sexual pleasure destined for me by nature itself. People like you don't even know that such a thing exists. You're either afraid of it, or you're just too dumb to understand it. Instead, you're just happy to judge and rebuke me, even mock me. You think that you're better than me because your views are more traditional. It's a very narrow-minded point of view. Which, by the way, perfectly summarizes the essence of your alliance. You don't give chances to others. Right, that would be so great to give hundreds of thousands of people the chance to spread around the galaxy so that they start to rob, kill, and rape. I'm not saying that you're not right. I partially agree with your point. We as women rule better than men, and over the last century we've proved it. I'm just using my authority and power differently than you. Why can't we can't even go to the belt? That is a high population density anyway. And lately, our relationship with outer planets has been strained. I don't want to move a lot of potential rebels to them. I'm afraid that it's impossible. It's just fucking pieces of rock. You can't even send people to asteroids? They won't start a rebellion. Oh, really? Okay, fine. How about this? I'll let you and your inner circle leave Earth and settle on the moon. You'll become citizens of the Alliance. You'll get access to all the benefits. If there are sick ones, we'll cure them. The health system has developed enormously over the last 30 years. Disabilities, cancer, infertility. We can cure almost anyone. I can secure you a high position in the Alliance, and you can finally leave this fucking planet. Isn't that what you always wanted? What do you say? Okay. That's just the different characters. That's the statistics. Look who's roaming through the corridors. Why are you not in class, Grim? Actually, it's a break right now. And why are you in such a rush? Oh, today I'm finally off to the city. Mistress Octavia and Madam Secretary Olivia are going to one fashionable place, and I was allowed to join them. I believe they'll be celebrating something. I heard that they even serve raw fish, so I'm looking forward to it. Oh great, it's your first time going out in a while, isn't it? A big day. Yep, looks like the mistress decided to treat me with something special. And when can I treat you with something special, I miss you, Lou. So many classes and training. I don't even remember the last time we spent together, and I barely see you. Yeah, I was very busy. Also, you had stuff to do, but now look how you got in shape. I like it. Haha, thanks. So can we plan our next meeting, or maybe right now? He says, I could bang you, make you all ecstatic, and come on my dick like a real bitch. I know you need it. I can't right now, Grim. I need to prepare an outfit for the mistress. We're leaving in half an hour. Then we'll make it quick. I just need 10 minutes. Yeah. You're evil, Grim. I can only think of your dick now. I won't be able to fully enjoy the evening in the city if I don't feel you from the inside first. Follow me, cutie. Well, we got a loose scene I didn't even expect. Okay, guys. Well, yeah, I guess you're getting that. This'll be a not safe for work video. I think it'll do. Rarely anybody goes here, and there's tinted glass. But hurry up. If I'm late, the mistress will punish me badly. Well, in case you forgot, I can punish you by myself, and to be honest, I want that. We haven't been together for a long time, so I want to spank you for that. You can, but not now, Grim, and not here. But if you really want to spank me, then come by Friday evening. Only you and me, and I'll be yours. You'll be able to do everything you want with me, and Octavia won't ever know. Oh, you're a naughty girl. If Octavia only knew that you're playing with me on the side without her knowing, I don't even know what she'd do to you. Yeah, I'll be a bad girl, and you'll punish me for that, master. You bring your lips to her lips and stop for a moment, inhaling her warm, delicate aroma. A I'd love to kiss you all night, Grim, but we don't have time for foreplay. Just take me. Then take off your clothes. There's no time. Just rip my stockings. You delicately rip her stockings. Oh god, I'm very wet down there. Penetrate me, Grim, with all your length at once. You sharply penetrate her with all the length at once. I mean, you know, at least he tries to write some of these scenes. Not the best writer, but you gotta understand, this guy was writing this while there was a war going on in Ukraine. I don't know if that's still going on. There's a possibility. I haven't heard much about it, but just because I'm not hearing it doesn't mean it's not happening. But the guy was literally saying that when he was developing the game, he would hear the sounds of bombs outside his window. So that's pretty hardcore. Yes, oh my god, how I've missed it. Grim, talk to me. You kiss her neck and then whisper in her ear. Dominique! Yeah, you like it, do you? Do you like it, you whore? You like when my dick stretches your tight pussy? You're my bitch and I'm your master. You'll do everything I say. Oh god, don't stop, Grim. My pathetic, weak inferior. You're so desperate for your master's dick that you're flowing all over it. You want me to fuck the brains out of you, don't you? Yes, more, master. Yeah, you like being my personal whore, don't you? Do you want to be my personal sperm collector? Do you want to make me to make you mine by filling the sperm deep inside your pussy? Oh, yes, master. Come for me, bitch. I want you to come on the dick of your master. Yes! Obviously, she likes that. Yes, good! Shit, you're so nice, Lou. I can't put it in words. You too, Grim. That was great, Grim. Thanks. And now this evening looks 100 times better. Well, we have uplifted her spirits, ladies and gentlemen. That's a nice thing. And now I gotta run. I've lost track of time. I hope I'm not late yet. We'll definitely be there until morning, and I don't have to shower, so the whole night I'll be walking with your sperm inside me, giggles. See ya! Lou, brush your hair! Till morning. For a while, I've been thinking about how to spend time with Kathy. She seems a little sad after we got back from her dad. And considering that Octavia's away until morning, then it's a perfect chance to implement my plan. She'll definitely like it. I should prepare everything. Grim, what's up? Sorry, are you busy? Well, as you can tell, I was getting ready to sleep. You wanted something? I prepared something for you. It's a surprise, but if you're tired, we can do it another time. Are you serious? How do you expect me to sleep now? What surprise? Put this on and come with me. Whoa, Grim, I... Aha, what kind of surprise is that? I'm not into that. Oh god, no, it's not what it looks like. I just need your eyes to be closed. I found this in Octavia's place and I thought it would do. And didn't you think to just ask me to close my eyes or blindfold them with something else? Damn, you're right. Yeah, it would have been easier. Why did you even go through Octavia's stuff? Well, I... So, let's go? Okay, give me a minute. I'll change. I really like the renders in this game. We can go. Is it far? No, it's nearby, but promise me not to peek. Or what? You've also got a whip somewhere hidden? Okay, give me this stupid mask if you're so worried that I'll be peeking. God, it's so weird. How do I look? Honestly, really sexy. Okay, lead me. And make sure I don't hit anything. Obviously. Give me your hand. We walked 320 meters, went up two staircases, and came to an elevator. Are you taking me upstairs? How did you... Hey, we're actually here to become agents. It's our job to notice things like this. Yeah, right. Grim, we're not doing anything that's breaking the rules, are we? Is that important? For me, yes. Maybe you have some kind of immunity, but I can still get kicked out of the academy and the corporation. Do you trust me? Uh-huh. Mwah. You kiss her lips very slowly and gently, starting with the upper one, and then the lower one. Whatever you're up to, I like it already. Ha-ha. We've arrived. Don't look. Okay, okay. The smell. Grim, please, don't be what I think it is. We're here now. You can take off your mask. This... Grim, what are you doing? It's nothing. Don't worry. Octavia's not here. They went to the city with Olivia and Luke. They won't be back until the morning. The fact that she's not here doesn't mean that we can be here. We need to leave now. Wait, stop for just a minute. She won't be back until the morning. We're not doing anything terrible or illegal. We're just gonna sit, drink wine, and relax. We've earned it. Octavia has piles of this wine. She won't even notice that one bottle has gone missing. And you have never even tried it. Why can she and you can't? Plus, it's the highest point in the city and it's a full moon now. I know you'd love to stay longer here. We're gonna sit quietly, relax, and then we'll clean everything up. Nobody's gonna know that we're here. Well, and if suddenly for some reason it still comes out, promise you that I'll handle it with Octavia. You won't get in trouble for this. Break the rules for once, please, for me. Well, even more for yourself. Fine. Really? Let's do this. Give me a glass. I poured it before coming for you. It kind of breathed, I don't know. It says so on the bottle. There's actually more on there. Let me read. Okay, after pouring wine, let it breathe. Done, blah, blah, blah. It's not interesting. Ah, here. Shake your glass of wine a little to saturate it with oxygen. Then sip a small amount of wine in your mouth, rinse, and swallow. Yep, got it. Gulp, gulp. Just don't drink wine too fast, or you won't be able to fully enjoy its rich and balanced taste. I'm not a big wine drinker, guys. I never got into wine. I like the wine coolers, but that really doesn't count. But actual wine itself, I never could get into it. You know, I've been asked to drink this wine and that wine, and I always found it too pungent, right? And for a guy that drinks whiskey and stuff like that, I usually like it mixed with something. I'm not real into, like, bitter and bold tastes. I know some people are, but I can't really do bitter and bold things. So I found wine to be very, you know, again, bitter and bold and very tart in some ways, so I just never really drank it. It's not my go-to. And its aroma, you'll feel hints of berries such as blackberry and cherry, hints of jam, leather, and tobacco leaves. Even with beer, you know, I've been drinking that same bit of beer that I drank, and you get a little worn out on it, too. It just, again, beer is a very bitter kind of, well, I wouldn't say bitter, but it's a very bold kind of taste. It says, blackberry and cherry, hints of jam, leather, and tobacco leaves. The wine has a long aftertaste with hints of dark chocolate. Sounds delicious. Let's try it. Does sound interesting. Hey, have you drunk it already? Well, I feel a long aftertaste or something like that. Delicious. God, ha ha ha. Nobody drinks wine like that. It needs to be drunk slowly. You need to appreciate the taste. I don't really know much about wine. Never really drank it, but I know that. In fact, only a few things are drunk in one gulp. Especially if you're in company. In some way, you need to share this experience with someone. It's a very European thing, I think. We Americans don't really approach wine like that. Even the wine moms that love to drink the wine, they don't... You notice they drink... I guess it's a drink-to-get-drunk thing, kind of like we do with beer, like here in America. So, we don't really appreciate the boldness or the taste. I mean, as long as it tastes good, we'll drink it. We're a very taste-good kind of people. That's why we're so large. You know, we like things that taste good, and a lot of things that taste good aren't necessarily good for us. I mean, we're changing as a culture, but, you know, we're still rather large because of how we approach things. Like a toast? Yeah, a toast is a great example. Kind of like that time with a can of Fina Cola. Do I drink to our mission? You drank to me that time. Mm-hmm. Haha, you can drink to what you want. It can be anything. I don't know. What do you want to drink to? to a wonderful evening, probably, being here with you together, so high under the stars and the moon with a glass of wine in my hand. I've wanted this for a long time. It's great. Great! Not that kind of great. Really? Really. To a wonderful evening with you, Grim. I can't believe that you did all this for me. Well, I just wanted to make you happy. You looked a little bit sad after we visited your dad. I thought nobody noticed. Well, I noticed. Thank you, Grim. It's nothing. For some time, you sit in silence and drink wine while looking at the moon. What does this visit from the moon mean? What do you reckon? I don't know. AMWP has never been to Earth. If they flew all the way here, it means that it's something important. But Lou said that they went to some fashionable place to celebrate something. Do you think they're talking taking Earth into an alliance? Oh, that'd be great, but it's impossible. Why? We're a heavy burden for them. By taking Earth into an alliance and allowing us to travel freely between colonies in space, the alliance is creating problems for themselves. It'll be much easier for them to wait until we all die out, the Earth is cleared of radiation, and the storm subsided, and then they would populate Earth with brand new people. People who are brought up with different values and with a different worldview. Those who won't fuck it all up again. Nobody ever said it openly, but given their policy towards us for the past decades, it's quite obvious for me. Bummer. Yep. Bummer. Okay, let's go for a swim. What? We're here. The pool is here. Why don't we go for a swim? Have you ever swam under the moon? Gulp, gulp. Come on, don't be shy. The water is wonderful. Come on. I don't know, Grim. And what if Octavia comes back? Oh, you and your Octavia again. Forget about her. Enjoy the moment. Do everything you want. Don't ask yourself too many questions and just do it. You want to get in, don't you? Well, I've always wanted to, yeah. So get in. Come on, enough talking. Just take off your clothes and do it. Okay. She's gonna go in with her socks on? Yep. Oh, maybe not. That would have been interesting. What? Oh, for the feet people. And the ab people. You mean? Is it deep there? Here, it's not deep at all. Okay. Really good renders here. Uh-oh. Hey! Sorry. What was that? You can't swim? Yeah. Then why did you jump into the water if you can't swim? But you told me... Excuse me, you told me not to ask too many questions and do what I want. I've always wanted to swim, but I can't. God, Kathy. Haha, you could have warned me about that. Hey. Hmm? Alright, guys. We're gonna end it right there for now. We'll be bringing you more How to Fix the Future when we come back with version 4 of the game. Which should be... I mean, it's already available if you want to just go ahead and play it now. Ono Pie Man and, of course, their Patreon. Because this game deals with BDSM, submission, domination, it's probably not going to go on Steam because they've been taking games that have a lot of that in there. And even though it's done in a very tasteful manner, and a manner that I respect, and done by a Ukrainian guy during a war, the Australian ladies, you know, their rule is law, apparently. So, alright guys, make sure you pick this game up in those other places. And I'm out. I will see you next time with more great AVN on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. But we're not done. We've got an hour of Monster College and an hour of Lust Academy. And yes, I have the final Lust Academy, and I have the expansion to Lust Academy. So even if it sucks, we're going to finish it. All right, guys. I'm out.